I heard this guy say, "You're not a stand-up comedian. You're an open micer." Like, I don't know what, like, apparently there are these gatekeepers. If you do open mics, that doesn't make you a stand-up comedian. You have to have had shows or been booked for shows.
Elitist, right?
Mm-hmm. Comic elitist. Mm-hmm. Until you get booked for shows, you're not a comedian. Just an open micer. Jokes and y'all, I've been booked for 2 shows.
How much did they pay you?
$0. A third show I got booked, but I got paid $10.
Ooh, that's money. That's money.
You got booked.
That's all that counts.
I got booked. So I am a stand-up comedian, not just an open mic.
Welcome to Aleku, where we party and have fun, MC Shailelu.
Roll the clip.
Ow!
Roll the clip now.
I'm so tired of these niggas talking shit.
Why are you crying, bro?
You slapped me.
I'll slap you.
Hey, okay.
I'll give you something to cry about.
Don't make me shoot you, because I won't fight, I shoot.
Oh, you won't fight, you shoot?
Ask me a fucking question, bitch.
Give me things you wish you knew about the music industry before you got into it.
Talent only takes you so far, meaning nowhere. You have to have money and marketing strategy. Just kidding. Talent does take you somewhere.
But not far enough.
Not far enough. You need money.
Networking. Influence.
There are no more gatekeepers because of the internet. The internet has decentralized everything, so you can run a successful music career without needing to make connections, to be honest. It's harder.
What else do you wish you knew?
I wish I knew from a long time ago how to run ads on social media platforms and YouTube and things like that, because that's the quickest way to get to your fan base. Because back then, it was cheaper to run ads. Now, everybody's doing it. It's all fucked. You know, I'm still successful at it, but it's way more expensive now.
Okay, what else?
Streaming is not the only way you can make money. Sell stuff directly to fans, but you need to build a large enough fan base. Not even a large enough fan base, but dedicated fans that's gonna give you money for giving them value. So,
okay. Enough about your lame industry. 5 things I wish I knew about
stand-up comedy.
Stand-up comedy.
Who bombed all the time.
Fuck you. Mm-hmm. So I heard this guy say, "You're not a stand-up comedian. You're an open micer." Like, I don't know what, like, apparently there are these gatekeepers. If you do open mics, that doesn't make you a stand-up comedian. You have to have had shows or been booked for shows.
Elitist, right?
Mm-hmm. Comic elitist. Mm-hmm. Until you get booked for shows, you're not a comedian. Just an open micer. Jokes and y'all, I've been booked for 2 shows.
How much did they pay you?
$0. A third show I got booked, but I got paid $10.
Ooh, that's money.
That's money.
You got booked.
I got booked. So I am a stand-up comedian, not just an open micer.
So what else you wish you knew
about your industry?
Well, actually, you did not share a first.
Okay, but the first thing I wish I knew is how. I hope this doesn't make me sound like a bitch. How elitist some people can be. I think especially when it comes to the entertainment industry, when people feel like there's not enough success to go around, I think some people feel threatened and start projecting and start being dicks for no reason.
But to be fair, there aren't a lot of comedians, so the fact that people are trying to compete is kind of
But that's weird. Why. There are not that many comedians, but not there are not that many successful comedians either. So I think right. That's why the scarcity mindset comes into play.
Crab in a barrel.
Yeah, but the thing is, before I got into stand-up comedy, I did my research, so I was pretty much warned about the how depressing it is, how you're not gonna really see any real returns for your efforts.
I think you have to be some level of sick to become a stand-up comic.
No, I think you need to have a will for it to become a stand-up comic.
Is that what you call it?
I think so. I think you have to be desperate enough for attention. How about that? Is that better?
Is that what you call it?
I feel like you have to be suicidal to become a stand-up
comic. Now we're talking.
I hit the nail on the head. Huh?
What else do you wish you knew?
I wish I knew that it doesn't get you laid as fast as I thought it would.
But being a musician does.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't do this shit to get laid. If the pussy comes, sure.
Hold on. Fun fact. I get recognized as him at events instead of him getting recognized as me.
That's right, because your music not hating like
Shut
it should.
Shut the fuck up.
But my jokes be hating, y'all, boy.
I'm a superstar, guys.
Knock.
Don't look me up.
Knock.
Who's there?
Not your music career.
That was so lame. You're flying Spirit again. Are you sure you're a comedian?
I'm a comedian, bitch.
Oh my God, guys. That was fucking trash. Go ahead. Tell him something
knock,
else.
Knock, knock.
Entertainment fucking comedian. Go ahead. Make me laugh. For real this time.
Third thing I wish I knew. Nothing. I think I knew everything before I got into it, so I'm real.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I was born ready.
So how many people do you think give a fuck about the shit that we're doing as far as career wise?
What, your music and my stand up?
Yes.
I don't think a lot of people care because we're at the, well, at least I'm at the infancy of my career. Ooh. I think usually around that time, no one really gives a fuck until they have numbers, social proof, uh-huh. Until people start coming to your shows, they see you, you know, moving a crowd really. Until then, you know, like, I ain't shit right now, and that's okay.
Okay.
It's part of the journey. What about you?
Same thing. Like, as a musician, you only get attention once there's social proof that, oh, my friend listened to your music and they show me your music. Maybe he's worth listening to.
Mm-hmm.
Once that happens, it snowball, and then you build a fan base. And I'm like, people give a shit about what you're doing.
Once you have a Drake feature.
Yes, they're like, whoa, you got a Drake feature?
Kendrick feature.
Correct.
A J. Cole feature.
Correct. So,
once you have a Kodak Black feature?
I don't know about all that. But oh? Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Now, enough with the lame shit. We gotta jump into relationship dynamics now.
Well,
I have a question for you.
Shit.
Now, let me ask you this. In a relationship, when it comes to men and women, who do you think should love each other more?
What
the men or the women?
Love more.
Like, who should be more invested, if that makes sense. Now, I don't want to say invested. Who do you think should be in, okay, who do you think should be into the other person more?
The men or the women? The one who's not, okay, the one who's most fit to lead in the relationship should be adored more.
The one who's most fit to lead?
Mm-hmm.
So who do you think should be most fit to lead?
Typically, it would be the men, but niggas nowadays, they ain't shit.
Yeah, they're a bunch of fucking soy boys.
Oh? That's racist.
What, soy boy?
Well, that's soy-cist. You can say
soy?
That. Soy? Soy boy is a hate term.
Okay, let's stop deflecting.
I'm kidding.
So you think... this nigga loves to give non-answers. Men or women, who should be into the other person more?
Whoever is fit to lead... should be the most adored or looked
But you
up
said
to.
Typically the men should be more
typically
fit to lead.
The man you would be the one more fit to lead.
You said should, not would.
I said typically he's
said
the
should.
One.
Should.
What the fuck? Stop twisting my words.
Okay, so the answer is a man.
No.
What?
Because not always the case.
But you said typically.
Like typically should. Not always. Typically is not always. You stupid.
This guy don't know how to argue. I'm sorry.
Not trying to argue. I'm telling you my fucking opinion. What you asked for?
Please. So you think a woman should love the guy more or be more into the guy?
That's not what I said. I said whoever's fit to lead. I give you an answer.
Okay.
Just because you're not taking
So the leader should be adored more in a relationship.
Whoever is most fit to lead in the relationship.
And you said in most cases, typically, it should be the man.
The one who's less fit to lead.
Should not be adored
should
more.
Should be the one adoring or
right.
Loving more.
And you said women are usually less fit to lead. That's what you said, right?
I didn't say that. I said typically.
The men are more fit to lead. Should
now
be.
Now women are stepping up to these roles that they don't want to be in.
And you're saying that's why
they have to be looked up to.
Okay, and you said that's why we have such a high divorce rate. Is that what you
I didn't say, why are you putting all these words in my mouth?
Wow, guys. You've heard it here first. Red pill, young guy.
This is like arguing with Donald Trump. Saying things that have nothing to do
the
with the...
best debater in American politic history.
Yes, your God.
I don't give a fuck about that nigga.
Let's not get political again, because that was a disaster the last time.
Because I spoke facts, nigga. What the fuck?
Who do you think is mostly fit to... who should be loved more? Oh, the guy. The guy should be the
I
one
never
receiving
said that.
All the praise.
I think it's...
What is it?
It's the women.
The sly ass bitch.
What? You
wait,
gave me a non-answer.
Hold on. The women should be loved more?
Absolutely.
Lying ass.
Because women are cheaters. They will leave as soon as you stop giving them attention. So you gotta give them more attention.
Controversial take.
Yeah, women cheat all the time. They just never get caught.
Wow.
Men rarely cheat. Stay at home doing their thing. Going to work. Provide. And then women just fucking like, I'm bored of this nigga. He's doing everything right. I want a bad boy. And then just go and fuck other niggas.
Hold on, let me see if the troll setting's been activated. Oh, troll setting is on, guys. Sorry, niggas, let me turn it off.
Men should be, no, nigga. Women should be loved more in a relationship because they will cheat and leave the man.
Are you saying if a woman doesn't get what she wants, she's more likely to act out?
Absolutely.
Really? Yeah. And destroy the relationship.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the term bitches be crazy?
Wow. Why have you heard the term Eddie? What have you done for me lately? What? You don't know this bit from Eddie Murphy's?
Oh yeah.
It's like a woman only loves you as recent as the last thing you've done for her.
That's true. Like that's why you have to keep her door.
The most recent.
So I'm correct. Oh, I'm so smart.
You see this sexist nigga?
That's not sexist.
Okay.
It's based on scientific evidence.
I hope you get dumped.
Me?
Go ahead. What are you saying?
Impossible.
Go ahead.
I said my piece, and you said the men should be adored more. That's a red
pill. I didn't say that shit.
That's a red pill.
I said whoever's more fit to lead.
And you said typically it should be the men.
Typically it should be, but niggas not stepping up nowadays.
Okay,
these men,
you're indirectly saying
these men are not holding their end of the bargain in these relationships nowadays. Yes, it is. As a man, you're supposed to. As a man, you have things to provide, right? And the woman, in return, will provide you with certain things. Now, if you guys have an agreement, aka exclusivity, aka commitment, and during that time when you're supposed to uphold your end of that commitment, you don't. You step out and cheat on that bitch. That bitch has the right to just pimp slap your bitch ass. As a man, you're not stepping up and fulfilling your commitment. Therefore, you a piece of shit. You're not supposed to fucking be loved or adored.
You heard it here first, guys. He's advocating for domestic abuse. The woman should be pimp slapping niggas if the woman is not being adored.
I'm not advocating for domestic. I'm advocating for domestic abuse.
Oh, you're flying spirit again. I'm sorry, buddy. God damn. Are you sure you're a comedian? Because fuck.
I'm an open micer, like Buddy said.
That's right.
That makes more sense.
So let us know what you guys think. Should the woman be adored more or the men adored more? Because in reality,
I don't think it's gender-based. I don't think it's gender-based or sex-based. It depends on the roles you're playing.
Yes, it is, because both different sexes play a different role. A man and a woman play different roles
Not
in a relationship.
Not always. Relationships are more nuanced than that.
They play majority, generally speaking.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can't just say men should be adored more.
We are generally speaking.
So what's your answer? Men should be adored more?
I would give you my answer.
The woman should be adored more.
I would give you my answer.
Oh, yeah? Double down.
Red pill ass nigga.
Blue pill ass cuck.
Orange pill ass bitch.
Purple dick having ass nigga.
Purple dick.
I don't know. You got purpees.
Grape soda dick bitch. Anyways, I am correct. Most of you guys will agree that the man should be adored more because bitches get bored.
I don't know if you were trolling or serious. What is it?
Come on, come clean with
Did
me.
Did you notice that?
I'll cut this out. Come on, I'll cut it. I'll edit it.
Okay.
What's your true answer?
I really think the man should be adored more by the woman because if the woman stops adoring the man, she will leave. Therefore, the man has to be competent at leading that would require him to be adored by his woman.
Now say it again without the white man voice.
Hey, y'all bitches better suck your man's dick, you feel me? That's how shit should go, cuz. Straight up.
Nigga, has it been 20 minutes, bitch?
Hey, I think it's a good place to wrap this up. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it. Sexist ass bitch.
I'm a truth teller. Always. Every day. Okay, non-stop. Well,
ladies, if we lost y'all, good riddance, I guess. But we'll catch y'all on the next one.
Remember, suck your man's dick.
Bye.
And if you have more than one man, all of their dicks.
And go kiss your main man afterwards.
Oh my God.